I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. There are several area schools that are closed today. West Monroe High, West Ouachita High, Riverbend Elementary, Calhoun Middle, Calhoun Elementary, Ouachita Junior High, Central Elementary, and Ouachita Parish Alternative Center are closed today, as are classes at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Governor Bobby Jindal has toured parts of northeast Louisiana to survey the area after severe weather damaged homes and businesses in the region. Jindal was in Ouachita Parish on Tuesday to get a firsthand assessment and see what is needed most in the community.
I feel so bad for folks that have got trees in their homes. You've got folks that don't have power. You've got people that lost their cars. Most important thing is I'm grateful there was no loss of life. But secondly, that what I'm telling every family, everybody we're meeting is we're here till the end.
Jindal says the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness is working with affected areas, and the Federal Emergency Management Agency is sending a preliminary damage assessment team to the state to begin its damage survey. A line of severe weather ahead of the cold front struck the area Monday, damaging hundreds of homes and businesses in Monroe and West Monroe. Jindal declared a state of emergency Monday afternoon. The three major candidates in the U.S. Senate race appeared in a televised debate last night. Analysts have said that U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu needed to take some shots as she's trailing in the polls to Republican challenger Bill Cassidy, so she went after him early in the debate.
Congressman Cassidy voted to end Medicare as we know it, not cut it, but end it and go to a voucher program. He's voted for that consistently. It's one of the reasons why he's just showed up for the first time to this debate, because for 18 months he's been running away from his record.
Congressman Cassidy's theme during the majority of the one-hour debate was about Landrieu voting with President Barack Obama 97% of the time and his intention to vote to get rid of Obamacare if elected.
Do you want Senator Landrieu to complete Barack Obama's agenda? If so, vote for her. If you want someone who's going to push to repeal and replace Obamacare, who's going to push for an energy policy to create better jobs and better benefits so that family has better wages, then vote Bill Cassidy.
Retired Air Force Colonel Rob Manis took shots at both Landrieu and Cassidy and criticized the president and most of his answers.
As a matter of fact, Congress has given him a blank check to fight an undeclared war in an offensive manner, and the two members of Congress that are sitting next to me should be back in Washington calling for a debate in Congress instead of allowing a recess to occur to wait and kick the can down the road.
The three candidates will again join for a debate on October 19th. The U.S. Treasury Department says it's cleared the way for Gulf Coast state and local governments to begin applying for recovery grants through a Federal Restore Act trust fund fed with civil penalties arising from the 2010 BP oil spill. A department statement says that so far the trust fund is $653 million. That figure is expected to grow by billions. Under rules finalized Tuesday, 35% of the Gulf Restoration Trust Fund will be divided equally among Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas state governments, and a group of 23 Florida counties. The Federal Gulf Coast Ecosystem Restoration Council will use 30% for restoration and will distribute another 30% to the states. The remaining 5% is marked for research programs and monitoring. This is KEDM News.